not be accomplished with an initiative, but would require a two-thirds vote of the state legislature. And finally, the second half of the MLB season begins today with the Cardinals facing the Cubs. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's approval rating is sitting at right around 45%. According to some people, the president has had not one of his better weeks. But are people still who voted for Trump supporting him? MSNBC had a chance to catch up with some people who support President Trump.
There's a lot of backlash going on now, especially when he said, well, I said I did and I didn't. But
a lot of
whatever.
People weren't happy.
Yeah, but I'm totally in support of him.
And why? Why are you so supporting him?
Because he's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman, working class person's president. He's trying to make this country great again.
Do you support the president?
Yes.
Do you continue to support him despite this week?
Yes.
I'm not one bit worried about the rest of the world. They ain't worried about us, so, you know, I'm not worried one bit about what the rest of the world thinks.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee reacts to that montage.
Well, I think a lot of the people in the mainstream media and many of the Democrats, but then again, I repeat myself, I think a lot of them don't understand the reason Donald Trump was elected was the people that you just saw on the interviews. They're the reason. They're tired of elitist snobs looking down their noses at them. They saw their pensions and their paychecks disappear under the policies of these people who did quite well under any economy. But the folks who are standing on concrete floors, lifting heavy things, getting their hands dirty, they were taking a beating, and they'd had enough of it, and they still had enough of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome, 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 everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're going to start off the program a little bit different here today. I'm going to actually, read a little Marcus Aurelius. Meditations 937. Enough of this miserable, whining life. Stop monkeying around. Why are you troubled? What's new here? What's so confounding? The one responsible? Take a good look. Or just the matter itself. Then look at that. There's nothing else to look at. And as far as the gods go by now, you could try being more straightforward and kind. It's the same whether you've examined these things for 100 years or only 3. Character, Joan Didion would write, the willingness to accept responsibility for one's own life. That is the source from which self-respect springs. I said similar things here on the program, where I've said you become an adult. You become a man, a grown-up, when you take ownership of everything. Good, bad, and different. In this meditation, Marcus Aurelius is not urging us to waste time complaining about what we haven't got or how things haven't worked out. We have to quit monkeying around and be the owners of our own lives. Character can be developed, and when it is, self-respect will ensue. But that means getting up off your buttocks and getting serious about it. Yeah. Not later. Not after certain questions have been answered or distractions dealt with, but now. Right now. Taking responsibility is the first step. To be without character is the worst of all fates. As Didion put it on self-respect, to live without self-respect is to lie awake some night beyond the reach of warm milk, the phenobarbital, and the sleep and trust betrayed. Sleeping hand on the culvert, counting up the sins of the commission and omission, the trust betrayed, the promises subtly broken, the gifts irrevocably wasted through sloth or cowardice or carelessness. You're so much better than that. A little bit more wordy than I would put it, but right. As I stumbled over some of the words. Got a couple stories. Why did I start off with this today? Story this past week, I'm reading about Generation X. Born between 1965 and 1978. And how they need to focus in order to retire successfully. The recent survey from the Trans America Center for Retirement Research found that Gen X Americans are more likely than baby boomers and millennials to indicate that they may never recover or have not yet begun to recover from the Great Recession. Why? What happened? That's, being honest, my generation. I'm Generation X. Why? Why am I different than you? Why? The Great Recession happened to be one of the greatest opportunities for investors ever. Of all time. It was a phenomenal opportunity. I would be banging my hand on this very desk. Show after show after show. When everybody thought that we were all going to hell in a handbasket, and you better go out and buy one of Glenn Beck's seed banks or one of his stupid gold or silver trinkets that he was selling at some point in time. No. What we were doing, what our clients were doing, what we were telling you to do on this very program is take a look around you. Look at everything that's on sale. Look at the value that's out there. At one point in time, I'm actually looking at some closed-end funds that were trading at like 70, 80% discounts to their NAV, yielding 14, 15%. Are you kidding me? It's amazing. But again, what do? We don't get off our butt. We worry about what's happened. Oh, no. I lost some money on this. We don't move on. What did Aurelia say? Enough of the miserable, whining life. Stop monkeying around. I point out Generation X. But I also, I got the numbers. This is actually from Vanguard in regards to 401k plans. Currently, the annual maximum for workers under 50 is $18,500. You hit 50, you get a catch-up provision, which raises that number to $24,500. Now, wow. You'd think you'd be seeing some pretty decent balances. Now, wait. You get a first glance, and this is where people make the mistake. The average 401k balance is $103,866. Okay, average. How do you think that that's going to work out over 20 years? And you have to draw it down. I see. Again, so a lot of people think that, hey, you know what? I'm gonna get the bulk of my retirement from Social Security. Really? Really? Now, I do remind you that Social Security's already warned you that in not too short a period of time, it's running out of money. But the issue, it's not so much the average balance, it's the median. Now, the median is a better judge. Median is the middle number in a sorted list of numbers. The median balance, only $26,331, which means what? A very large number of savers have put away far less than the average amount. Yeah. You're going to need more savings than you think. Best case scenario, your Social Security benefits will replace about 40% of your previous income. And I at that number. I do. People, you think things are getting cheaper out there? You think that your nest egg is going to be able to last you 20, 30? Again, financial planning. At a point in time where I don't even like you anymore. You know, planning is good, but it means something that's set in stone. And again, life is not set in stone. I didn't plan on meeting my wife in 1998. I didn't. I didn't plan on having my entire business taken away from me because I did the right thing and took down an investment firm on Wall Street that was ripping people off and the repercussions that went with that, but for doing the right thing. I didn't plan on certain things. They just happened. Difference is I took ownership in every single one of them, and I dealt with it. That's the terrain. That's what you have to deal with. You don't ignore it. You don't pretend it's not there. You own it. You own it. And that's where self-respect comes from, people. Going out there and making your way in the world, putting only these things you can accomplish. If you just get up and get it done. I'm telling you right now, why am I giving this pep talk today to me and our business, Markowski Investments, over the course of the week or the past couple of weeks or month or whatever it may be. And it weighs on me, and I think about it. And I've had a lot of people in their late 40s, early 50s, over the, not even the past week, month, for the past couple of years. I shoulda, I woulda, I coulda. Every excuse in the entire world why they didn't get started decades ago. Every excuse in the entire world. And I looked these people in the eye and I said, you know what? Stop. Listen, stop. We don't deal at Markowski, we don't deal with excuses here, okay? This is the terrain. You didn't do it. You screwed up. Let's move on and let's see what we need to do. Let's come up with something right now based upon the terrain. But if you wait too long and you keep putting it off, what, you think the situation's magically going to get better? You're going to find a gold mine in your backyard at some point in time? Huh? No. The numbers are not good. They're not good. We've been ranting and raving about a retirement crisis for a very long period of time. And we've been helping people for decades. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. One word. Sign up. Free consultations with their certified financial planner. Account repair kits. Read my white paper on the retirement crisis. But don't sit around. Stop whining. Stop monkeying around, as Marcus Aurelius would say, and get it done. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale light. But don't forget.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
A little Bee Gees action here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Long time fan. Anyway, the weather here in the New York area has been absolutely, glorious. And actually, we deserve it after the winter that we went through. It's been not a cloud in the sky. I went to the beach last Sunday, and it was just spectacular. The funny thing is, I also went into the city, and that day I went into the city. Not a cloud in the sky, but it was perfect. It was 74 degrees that day. It was easy to walk around, but I actually walked around an area where back in my younger years, a long time ago, there was a lounge slash club. Why I call it a lounge slash club? Because in New York, it kind of looks like a club on the inside, but you're not allowed to dance. In order to be a club, it has to have a cabaret license. And this place that, it's not there anymore, used to go to long, 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 long time ago, it was called Chaos. And in order to get in there, you had to get your name on a list. And I would have buddies that I knew that knew people at modeling agencies. And eventually, we'd get in so we didn't have to wait in line. And what was ever present at this point in time in New York were a lot of these lounge slash clubs. And they would have these velvet ropes out front. And the line would stretch. And the goal was to get on the other side of the velvet rope and get in. I hated those velvet ropes. I did. I hate them pretty much everywhere. I hate them at businesses. I hate them at financial firms. We don't do things that way. Reason why I'm bringing this up as well. Several people contacting us, various different parts of the country, asking me questions, and always prefacing it saying, I'm not big enough, my account is not big enough, but could you just answer this question for me? I don't know why. I hope I don't put off that type of air here on this program. That I'm too good, that Markowski Investments is too good for you. Now, I know all the big firms do that. I know this. I know all the big financial planning, the good CFP firms. They're going to let you in the door. They're not going to let you pass that velvet rope unless you have seven figures. We don't do it. We don't. There was a study that was done several years ago entitled Mass, that was basically the Mass Affluent Investor. And it found that the average American Main Street investor remained overly pessimistic in regards to their finances. Now, what is the Mass Affluent Investor? Those are people with a net worth of $100,000 to $1 million. That's it, including the residents. And the study concludes that the mass affluent investor doesn't feel wealthy enough to go out and retain somebody decent to help them out. Well, the reality is there's just not that many out there. And it's one of the reasons why
we started this radio program so we could reach out and we could help people all over the country, which we do. Now, again, can we go out to dinner with all of our clients that we have from all over? No, no. There's only so many hours in the day, and there's just not that many Markowskis right now. We got another Markowski joining the Markowski force within the next month. My nephew is finishing up all his exams, and he's going to be joining as well. But there's only so many Markowskis to go around. We can't do that. But we'll help each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have $100,000 in your 401k or $50,000 in your IRA or $10,000 in your kid's college account and you need help. That is what we're here for. There's no bouncers at Markowski Investments. There's no damn velvet rope. It is a shame that this is the direction the industry has taken. The people that need the most help are not getting it. Yeah, the funny thing, that's the thing. I make fun. I know tons of people that work at the fuddy-duddy financial firms, the big ones. I make fun of them all the time. I'm like, you schmucks. I'll say it right to their face. You guys don't like building up anybody's wealth. You just like taking it after they're wealthy, when it's easy. Hey, let me tell you something, okay? They're not stupid. You're managing people with that type of wealth. I mean, for crying out loud, super conservative investments that constantly roll off income. And what else do you do? I don't know. You gas up their boat on the weekend. That's about it. That's not who we are. That's not in our DNA. So anybody's listening to this program right now, I would have called them, but I don't think I have enough to work with them. Stop it. Stop it. That's not who we are. You understand the clients that we've had for decades and where they are today and where they started from? I'll admit, it's pretty satisfying. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
At 3 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order on job training. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain says this is a good deal all around for workers.
I think this is an excellent way to bring awareness to a much-needed area in terms of job training.
Congressman Jim Jordan spoke earlier this week with investigators from Ohio State University as part of the school's investigation into a team doctor's alleged sexual misconduct involving members of the wrestling team. Jordan, who was an assistant coach with the team, joined Fox News earlier today.
The interview, Bill, went. The interview was fine. We're not allowed to get into details of what was talked about. They're doing an investigation for the university. Look, I knew of no abuse, never heard of it, never had any reported to me. If I had, I'd have dealt with it.
In that interview, Jordan also did question the motivation of people coming out now to accuse him of being involved in this. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290.
800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. The one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Never a girl could make me feel doing a little reading. A little bit from Nassim Nicholas Taleb's latest book. And again, I mentioned here on the program, I used some of his stuff here on the show. I've got an incredible amount of respect for this man, and I think he's one of the smartest guys out there. But I grabbed something I wanted to share with everybody today. And he's talking about the financial markets. And he has a really great way of explaining how they work. Something I attempt to do all the time. But hey, if someone has found a really cool way of putting it out there, and I think he's managed to do that, I'm going to be all over it. Going to be all over it. And here's an example. He writes, he says, consider markets. It's important. We can say that markets aren't the sum of market participants, but price changes reflect the activities of the most motivated buyers and sellers. The most motivated rules. Now, this is something that people who have been around the block a long time and truly see the markets for what they are, what we understand. It's why when a market or a stock drops by 10% for some unknown reason, we don't freak out. All you need at some point in time is a stubborn buyer or seller. Markets react in a way that is disproportional to the impetus. Stock market represents, all over the world, more than $30 trillion. A single order back in 2008, $50 billion, was done by Société Générale at that point in time, which is less than 0.2% of the total, caused losses close to $3 trillion. Why? They tried to reverse the order, but the order was stubborn. He makes it, and he puts it this way, and it's a great way of understanding market swings and what happens. The market is like, think of it this way, like a large movie theater with a small door. And the best way to detect a sucker, like the usual financial journalist, somebody working on CNBC, you name it, is to see if his focus is on the size of the door or on that of the theater. Stampedes happen in cinemas when somebody shouts fire. Because what? Everybody wants to get out. Nobody wants to stay in. And they all want it at the same exact time. What do we do? Somebody shouts fire in a crowded theater, the markets. What do we do? We wait. We watch. We observe. We don't rush for the exit looking to get trampled upon. That makes no sense, does it? No. I'll wait it out. I'll wait it out. We'll see. We'll take a look at the terrain. And then, if need be, get out. You see it happen again and again and again. The mad rush for the door in or that mad dash for the door out. And this is where you get these violent, violent swings. This is one of the reasons why I explain to people what an exercise in futility it is. Trying to time, trying to guess, trying to trade. If I'm an investor and I believe the fundamentals of the companies that I have are sound, is a violent swing in the markets going to change my mind? The markets. No. If the fundamentals change, well, that's a different story. Then we're going to change our mind. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Watchdog. OnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We got a interesting little pension story in regards to treasuries and kind of the economy on a whole. And I'll probably go off on a major rant in regards to what scares me coming up as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. All right. U.S. companies are funneling extra money into their pension funds, taking advantage of some of the tax savings from the tax law that was signed in. S&P 500 companies are contributing to pension plans this year at a pace expected nearly to match 2017's level, which was $63 billion. That was the most since 2003. Wow, that's, oh my God, that's terrible. How awful that is. Gee, that evil administration and Trump with those, that terrible tax reform law and companies putting more money into people's pensions. Wow. Anyway, what this is doing right now is it's keeping Treasury yields down. The yield on the 30-year bond has been down where it's under 3%, down from a recent peak of 3.245% back in mid-May. Again, it's bought. You're buying up the treasuries, keeping the yields down. Now, I think that's great. I'm happy. I'm glad that these pension funds are putting more money away. But despite that, we've talked about this here on the program, the situation with pension funds around the country is still dire, especially in states like Illinois and New Jersey. Now, let's take that, and I'll put that aside right now. And I'm going to tell you what scares me, and I've written about this in the past. What if, everybody remember when we talked about bond vigilantes here on the program? What is a bond vigilante? No, it's not a guy wearing a cowboy hat and a mask. No. They are kind of like short sellers to some degree. And they take a look at a certain debt issuance, maybe from a certain country or a certain company, and say, wait a second here. Their borrowing costs are way too low. And they find various different ways to force the value of the bonds down, increasing their yield. Now, this is very bad for countries. What happened in Greece? Well, Greece was going along on its merry old way, books completely disarray, borrowing money at rates that, well, for the most part, looked like what the Germans were paying. Now, does that make any sense whatsoever? No, it does not. And that's why they got themselves into a whole heap load of trouble. Now, the United States, what scares me? Well, what happens if that happens here? We already $20 trillion plus dollars in debt. We already have problems with our entitlements. What happens if yields start going through the roof? I don't know. Most certainly going to bust our budget. Well, what scares me is the Treasury Department's already put something into place to basically take everyone's 401ks and IRAs and turn them into, I'm not kidding, guaranteed government accounts, a Social Security Part 2. Well, they will turn around and take that money and lend it to themselves. That's right. I wrote a column about this years ago. Now, it's great right now. The yields are down. But we don't want them to tick up. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, oh, oh.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fighting.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Kung fu fighting.
In fact, it was a little bit
frightening. Every time I hear this song, I'm like, what made him think of these lyrics? What pointed him in that direction? But anyway, the same way I look at many businesses and companies and marvel at the ecosystem that is the free market. It is a wondrous, wonderful, beautiful thing. Anyway, I'm going to do a little storytelling today. Little storytelling because, It's been a rough few weeks when it comes to ripoffs and scams and what we've been dealing with at Markowski Investments. And I always go back to my story of Sisyphus. And most people familiar with the pushing the rock to the top of the hill, but they don't know the whole story. And the whole story is kind of cool. Sisyphus is he's a king. He was the king of Corinth. And he was known for being a pretty sly guy, a crafty fella. But one would argue that his greatest triumph he saved for last. When the god of the underworld, Hades, came to claim him personally for the kingdom of the dead, Hades brought a pair of handcuffs with him. And at the time, handcuffs were a novelty. Now, Sisyphus, being true to his shrewd form, he played Hades. He asked all the right questions, expressed an interest in the handcuffs. And Hades actually demonstrate their use on himself. Well, that's how the god of the underworld found himself locked in Sisyphus's closet for many days. With Hades locked up in a closet, he couldn't perform his duties, which was, hey, cart people off to the underworld. So basically, the whole world was out of whack. Soldier could have been chopped to bits in battle that day, would show up that evening at the taverna, downing ouzo while munching on some calamari. Now, Hades is out of commission. Nobody died. Now, eventually, Hades was released, and Sisyphus was ordered to the underworld for his eternal assignment. But again, Sisyphus had other ideas. He told his wife not to bury him. So when he arrived in the underworld, he complained to Persephone, the queen of the dead, that he had not been accorded the proper funeral honors. Even more, he pleaded that an unburied corpse had no business on the far side of the river Styx. His wife did not place a coin under his tongue to secure passage with the Charon, the ferryman. Surely her highness should realize that I must be given leave to return topside to make things right. And Persephone agreed, and Sisyphus made his way back to Greece, where he forgot about the funeral coins and promises and partied like it was 5000 BC. Now, unfortunately for Sisyphus, the party eventually had to end. And sure enough, Hades hauled him back down where his tricks caught up to him. For a crime against the gods, Sisyphus was condemned to an eternity of hard, frustrating labor. His assignment was to roll a great boulder to the top of a hill. Only every time Sisyphus attained the summit, the boulder would roll back down on him again. I feel Sisyphus's pain. And that was that Bill Clinton. I feel your pain. I feel his never-ending frustration. Every day. And I'm not talking Monday through Friday. It's not a five-day-a-week job. 7 days a week. We're pushing that rock to the top of the hill. We're cleaning up Wall Street and helping out individual investors. Now, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. We love what we do. Helping and informing people is it's a wonderful way to make a living. But I get frustrated. They do creep in. For example, story this past week. And again, I'm going to try to keep my cool here. LPL. An LPL financial broker. Now, LPL is a big national brokerage firm, and it's got a lot of independent offices and advisors. And we're constantly getting accounts transferred from LPL over to Markowski Investments. This guy, this broker, get this, one of the firm's top producers. You know what a top producer is? Top producer is a guy, not a guy who does a great job by his clients and has a great client retention rate. A top producer is a guy that generates a ton of commissions. Churn them and burn them. He was accused of fraudulent annuity sales. Now, what's amazing about this is this guy has been barred from the industry 3 times. Not once, not twice, but 3 freaking times. What does it take, SEC, FINRA, to just say, you know what? You've hurt enough people. What is it going to take? Again, swapping out of annuities into high commission annuities. We see this again and again and again. People, get the help you need. Get to our site, watchdogonwallstreet.com. One word, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. When the leading man
appears. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
At just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will be signing an executive order that will set the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Earlier today, President Trump took to Twitter to thank Novartis and Pfizer for their decision to freeze drug prices. The president went on Twitter and thanked both prescription drug companies. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar also addressed the high cost of prescription drugs on Fox Business today.
Every incentive in the system, at every level, favors higher and higher list prices. If we reverse the incentives, the market will react and prices will come down to meet that. One of the biggest things we could do is get Congress to repeal the Obamacare giveaway to Big Pharma, where they capped the rebates being paid in the Medicaid program that had an inflation penalty on that, and it created a huge additional incentive to price increases.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A record 22% of Americans said they believe illegal immigration / illegal aliens is the most important problem facing the United States. That's at least according to a new Gallup poll that was released yesterday. Just over 1,000 people were surveyed earlier this month. Now, number two on that list was dissatisfaction and poor government leadership at 19%. A woman in California was attacked by Africanized bees earlier this week. Take a listen to a portion of the 911 call from the neighbor who helped her.
She's conscious. She's on the ground now. The bees are swarming her. They're on her face and in her hair and in her ear. And she's trying to fight them off, but she's standing still.
Start moving. Don't stand still. Move. You got to move.
Firefighters arrived within minutes and were able to use a carbon dioxide fire extinguisher to drive the bees away. The woman is in a Los Angeles area hospital and in critical condition. The man who called 911 is being hailed a hero as he more than likely saved her life. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A new report out found that 55% of Americans say they pray on a daily basis. But when it comes to living out our faith or sharing the gospel, just how easy is that to do? Well, Ben Malcolmson is the